make them curious enough, I persuade them. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Red. I can't breathe. Fuck off me, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Officer, please, I know you see me sweating. Years of blood and tears on these Brooklyn pavements. I know you seen the news. Why the fuck would you want that to be you? Question. I'm just saying. Now I'ma just drive bananas, residential, top down, is instrumental. Plastic up for hits from the gas. Just to make the mental, you know.
Minding my business, a couple of bitches. What's good, niggas? You know what today is? The return. I definitely can't breathe right now because goddamn volcano got a nigga lit in a motherfucker. You feel me? But yeah, anyways, let me not take forever to get to what I need to get to, you know what I'm saying? Shit, man. Let's get right to it, innit? We got a special guest. A guest that's not a guest. That's a guest, but not a guest at the same time. Kind of crazy.
Oh, wait, well, how are we going to...
Hold on. What are we going to do?
Well, should I just introduce myself again? Hey, guys.
Who's this?
If you don't know who this is, man, your boy's back. Devin's back in the building, man. It's been a while since I've been back in the podcast. I don't know why he's tripping about it. He knows I'm a guest. I'm a returning guest. If we go back to episode one, man, we talked about shit. This already, bro. Not returning fact. Guest.
Slash co-host.
We'll stick to returning guest because we don't know how much I'll be here. I'll try to be here as much as I can, though. You know what I mean?
Right. We're gonna see what's up, man. Shit.
But how's everybody doing, man? How you been, Truce? It's been a minute since I even seen you in person, bro. It's actually been a while, bro. Like, I haven't been just gone from the podcast. I've actually been gone from Truce and from just all the friends and shit. Just been focusing on myself type shit, so.
Right. It has been a fucking minute, man. Excuse my language. I'm trying not to curse. That nigga tired.
He says trying not to curse, and he just curses like two more times.
Hey, fuck it.
And there we go again.
All right, I got a problem. Anyways, it's been a minute, man. Shit, what you been up to, man? How you been?
Been focusing on work, man. Trying to maintain my mental health. I don't know if you know this, but crazy shit's been happening for the past 3 years for me. Shit, I'm not gonna get into details. Maybe, you know, on our exclusive podcast episode, if he didn't talk about that, we'll talk about it later at the end of that podcast. But not gonna deal. That shit happened the last 3 years. I'm trying to not go through that shit again. So I actually been working at ADT, man, doing a lot of home security sales and a lot of trying to get myself into sales. And it's actually crazy because I learned that I'm actually able to sell. So let's just say last week I made $1,500. Just put that out there in 1 week.
Oh, it's fucking lit, though.
And it's only the beginning of the month. It's like, what, July 9th? So, let's see who's to come this month. We still got 3 more weeks, baby.
Right. You got it, nigga. You already know what you made of, bro.
Yep. So, what you been up to, man?
Shit, man. You know, I know I sound tired than a bitch. It's because I'm tired than a bitch. All right? I've been helping my mom move the last couple of days. And you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to put, you know, still do whatever I got to do at the same time. And yeah, I've been working.
Because
when you have kids, you're never done working. You feel me?
Slave, man. For his family, though.
Exactly. Oh.
Was that a bad thing to say?
I said... No, man. Shit, man. Well, what topic should we start off with today? Like, well, we can you know, shoot this one real quick.
What you want, man? He's kind of nervous today because I got some controversial topics today. And let's just get this straight out here.
For this,
I'm gonna say my opinion.
Yeah.
I hope I don't, you know, offend anybody by chance. I don't mean no harm to anybody. Like I said, this is just my opinion, the way I feel and how I think. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion as well. So if you got something to say, man, just let me know. Or just comment. Or I don't know how the podcast works. Like I said, he deals with all that kind of stuff. But
you feel me? His opinions aren't my opinions.
Yep.
Yeah, just to let y'all know that ahead of time. And parental discretion advisory.
Okay, I'm not going to say no crazy stuff I would ask. But we are self-centered individuals and we have our own minds. So we do have different opinions. Not to say we're not going to disagree all the time, but we might, you know, you never know.
Yeah, we might not agree all the time. We might agree all, not, I said all the time.
LeBron's trash.
My brain is tired, y'all. my brain is tired. But anyways, this should sound crispy on.
Let's get into the topics, man. What's the first topic, man?
The first topic, bro, is the California Park shooting suspect. This dude escaped from the hospital.
So was he... Okay, what was he doing at the hospital?
Because I think he had a shootout.
And he was injured?
With the cops, yeah.
So he was already good and transferred to get arrested.
Or some shit like that. I don't know. Actually, let's look. Hold on, give it. No misinformation here.
Okay, so you said what? California.
What is it?
California Park shooting.
No.
Oh, you better pull it up right now.
This just happened. This is an ABC News special report. Hold on. I'm not trying to get parentally advised. Look at us.
This is just crazy news. I feel like stuff like this, like, you know, God forbid this stuff like this happens, but we live in a crazy world, man, and crazy stuff happens all the time. So that's why I wish I tell people to stay blessed, man. Be grateful and thankful every day. That's why I don't like watching the news, man.
That's east of downtown Los Angeles. At least 9 people reported killed. Let's get right to ABC's Matt Rivers, who is there on the scene. Matt, what can you tell us?
Yeah, but this is very much an evolving situation, so we want to tell our viewers at this point this is something that we're really trying to figure out more information about. Let me get out of the way here and show you a little bit of what we see here. Relatively calm here at the scene. Monterey Park Police, in conjunction with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, in charge of the scene here. As you said right off the bat, with at least 9 people reported killed after a shooting at a Lunar New Year celebration here in town. Witnesses saying that a man with some kind of gun walked into a business, it's reported here, and managed to really shoot a lot of people.
This shit's crazy. We know that the public information officers, the fact that that shit's happening so much.
They're going to try and go and get more information from the officers responding here, come back over to us and give us more information. But this is yet another mass shooting here in America that we are trying to gather more information about very early moments here as we try and get some more information on exactly what happened here in Monterey Park, California.
Matt Rivers, thank you again. Still a lot we don't know. Very few details on the suspect, what sparked this shooting. We will have a full wrap-up coming up on Good Morning America. You can also get breaking news alerts on our ABC News app and abcnews.com. For now, I'm with Johnson in New York. We'll send you back to regular program.
Yeah.
9 people killed. Yeah.
This shit is getting ridiculous, bro.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I was in high school, school shootings started to become a thing that it was a reoccurrence. And I guess now it's just, I don't want to say it's normalized, but it's just, it's crazy. I mean, did they even say they caught the guy that shot him? I'm not going to lie.
They did. They caught him. But, this is not the full shit.
I know,
shit.
It was a smaller just, clip.
Yeah. And I honestly don't feel like going to look for it. But basically, the dude was at the hospital that they caught. And somehow this dude escapes.
Oh, so he's out there still.
Yeah, that was literally an hour ago that that update was that the update was that fact that the fact of the matter is that the dude escaped and it was an update from about an hour ago.
There is a murderer out there in California running out on the loose.
This guy is on the loose.
So I hope someone gets him. Hope something gets him.
There is a murderer afoot. And this shit is getting out of hand, bro. And how does... you know what? Never mind. Yeah.
What? Nah, say it, man. Bring it up, man. Nah, speak your truth, man. Speak it, man. What's on your mind?
It's like I'm repeating myself. You know what I'm saying?
What are you repeating, though?
I keep repeating myself. It's just like... You know what I'm saying? I don't know. This shit... it keeps happening over and over. And then... I don't know. How do you lose track of somebody like that?
Are you trying to blame like the cops, the whoever dealt with the situation and how they lost them?
Whoever was supposed to be looking over that situation, yeah. Honestly.
That is true. I mean, if we're gonna bring that up to the point, then it's like who was accountable for that, and is he responsible for that? Did they, you know, do anything, have any consequences for that guy or whoever was in charge of watching him?
Well, I mean, shit.
Because let me think. I have a question. Yes. Though. That's a good question. Yes, do cops get consequences for losing an inmate or an escapee? Is that like a punishable? I gotta ask my cousin. And he's a cop.
Offense, right? That would be something to ask.
You know, that's something we'll come back to in our next podcast episode. Punished. But it is something because it's like they are responsible. And now it's like it's like they're in danger. But what would you punish them with? How would you punish him? Just putting him on like a
probation,
you know, can't, and a no pay probation.
Job. I don't know, right? What's fair?
What is fair? Nothing's fair in life. Nothing's fair in America. Let's just get that out there. Let's be straight.
Right.
But life's not fair, so who cares?
I don't know if he kills it. If he hurts somebody else. That's another thing.
Well, that happened an hour ago.
That's another thing.
Let's hope nothing else happens. Everyone in California, please stay safe. Please, I mean, they don't even got gun laws over there, bro.
No. They do have.
They do?
Gun laws. Yeah, they're the strictest people with gun law with guns.
No, like they can't have guns.
Like they can't have guns.
That's what I'm saying. Like with Texans, you can protect yourself. I was gonna say Californians protect yourself. No, I said they can't have guns.
My bad.
So in Texas, you know, if I were telling a Texan, say, hey, protect yourself. You know, you're armed. But in California, unfortunately, there is no gun law. So, actually, I'm wondering, what did he... It was a shooting, bro. So, it's like, you know, they have no guns to protect themselves. So, you know, God bless. Hope everyone stays safe out there, man.
You know, for real. It's sad you can't even go to the damn store or, like, wherever. You can't go anywhere without fucking just some shit. You not knowing, you know what I'm saying? Could be your day. Because, I mean, that sounds like life, but still. It's just, like, by gun, nigga. By some...
I mean, I understand carrying the gun, but it just sucks. It sucks that we have to live with the mindset that we gotta carry the gun to protect ourselves because we don't know what other people can do. Rather than just living in a peaceful world, we could just trust each other. But, you know, that's a fucking movie and a fantasy, so.
Right.
What's our next topic, man? All right, so I guess I'll bring this up because these are kind of my topics and stuff, and I will take full responsibility for everything that I say or anything this podcast says, so. This is all my opinion, based. Right. So the first thing I did, last couple months I've been taking a break off social media. I went back on recently and I saw this post about this LGBTQ community, and they had a parade for Pride Month, and I think it was out of the country. I'm not sure. I'm thinking if I'm wrong. I don't know if it was in France, but essentially they were doing a Pride month. Marching down the streets or whatever, and when they were marching, they were chanting, "We're here, we're queer, we're coming for your children." And as a parent,
I don't know why that sounds familiar though. It sounds familiar
as a parent because you are a parent,
yeah.
You know, how do you feel about people coming, literally adults and a group, an organization, not an organization, but a group of people, LGBTQ people, of going like, "We're queer, we're here, we're coming for your children." Now, mind you, I have no, like, I've never been a person to discriminate against people like that. I've honestly just accepted who you guys, who you are. But when it comes to the point of when you're saying we're coming for your children, coming from a parent, especially I don't have no kids yet, but I would feel like I would be, I don't know. How would you feel about that?
Shit, I mean.
I'd be pretty upset, honestly, to be brutally honest.
Look, y'all can do whatever y'all want. Anybody can do what any of y'all want, right? Just don't come trying to, I don't care who it is, honestly. It don't even have to be LGBT, whatever. You know what I mean? Excuse me, I didn't mean to sound rude, but, you know, I'm tired. I'm sorry, guys. Whatever. But, look, the point is you can influence anybody and go through, well, you can try to go out into the public and you know, influence people or whatever, but don't come for my kids, because I don't care what the agenda is. You're not here to, you, like, who would be cool with anybody manipulating their kids or trying to pretty much, what's the word? What's that word where people, groom. Yeah. Yeah. You don't come for my kids. Don't groom my kids. They don't, you know, they're not your kids. You can do that with your kid. If, you know what I'm saying? My kid is, I raise my kid how I want. I tell them what I believe is what I'm going to teach my kids. What you believe is what you should teach your kids. But you don't come teach my kids some shit or whatever. You don't come for my kids at all. You feel me? It don't matter what the situation. You forgot whose kids, you know what I mean? In the statement, it says whose kids it is. Like, my kids, right? Don't come for my kids. It don't matter who you are. So, honestly, at the end of the day, it's not even just to those specific people from the LGBTQ, that were or that considered themselves a part of the LGBTQ community. You know what I'm saying? But it goes for anybody, like anybody in any community. You feel me? That's how I feel as a parent.
I get you, man. I mean, so. I feel like essentially a lot of people would feel the same way. I feel like I'd feel the same way essentially. Like if you want to do what you want to do, man, do it with your kids and whoever your kids. Don't go around other people kids trying to groom other people's kids and try to do all that kind of stuff, man. Stay in your lane. We stay in our lanes.
Because that shit is disrespectful.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying that everyone stays in their lane, but
I'm talking about like the people saying that shit.
What?
Those people that were saying that shit, that, oh, we're here for your kids, and chill.
That is disrespectful.
Like, chill out and watch out.
Facts. Well, we got that topic out the way. The next topic that I do want to go over next is a debate. So the next topic I do have is the one I came up with. It's gonna be the debate between Christians and Muslims, religion with Islam and Christianity. So recently I've been reading the Bible and stuff. Just recently I really just started reading the Bible again because I just want to learn about it. Eventually I do want to read the Quran and not essentially compare, but do see the differences and kind of understand where everyone's coming from and all that kind of stuff. But I've been getting a lot of stuff on YouTube Reels and social media, like on Twitter and stuff, where I see a lot of like arguments and debates between Christianity and Islam. And a lot of Christians and Muslims arguing about who's right and who's wrong, and your religion is wrong, and you need to believe my religion. And I think all that stuff is kind of essentially just childish and stuff. Because don't get me wrong, mistake me if I'm wrong, because like I said, I'm still reading the Bible, and I did a little bit of reading on the Quran, didn't read some research and stuff. But mistake me if I'm wrong. In the Bible and in the Quran, it does say... Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm tired too, man. It's been a long week and long day today for me. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it does say in the Bible and in the Quran that, you know, you shouldn't force the religion on anybody else, you know, and you shouldn't judge others as well, rather than let Allah or God judge them. So that's my whole thing. I see a lot of negative stuff. I see a lot of Muslims, you know, disrespecting the Christianity religion because, you know, we pray to God and we think Jesus is God, and you're like, well, Jesus isn't God. And I see that argument a lot. Another argument I do see to Muslim is that, like, how does Muhammad know everything if he was born after Jesus? And there's just so much argument, but it's like, why does it matter if at the end of the day we do believe in God and Allah, which is God?
They just believe in different stories.
Exactly. Different stories, but end result is we worship our God. That's my whole thing about it. And it just makes me upset because a lot of people do it on YouTube Reels. They try to argue just because they want to make views and stuff. Yeah, exactly. And they don't realize they're making a negative impact where you're having negativity and Christians and Muslims clash. Like, reality, we're supposed to be peaceful together.
There were situations where like people almost got like banned off of YouTube because of trying to push their views hard on somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, look, if you believe what you believe in, preach it.
But they were also talking. They were also talking down on the other. You know what I mean?
And in the Bible and in the Quran, you know, I think it does say that you're not supposed to bring down or shame any other religions. You do your best and you preach word about what you believe in, and if they follow, they follow. They don't, you know, you let God judge them.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't judge nobody else. Exactly. Who are you?
Exactly.
Yeah, now, don't get me wrong. If you want to preach, I love preaching. You know, I have a friend that preaches too and stuff, and we love spreading the word of Christianity and stuff. But we don't take. I love to study other religions as well too. So I like to understand other people around the world, and everyone has different opinions and stuff. So that's my thing about it.
Facts. All right, Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate is actually still real relevant. Like, to you know, right. He's still around. Every time I go to social media, I still see him on YouTube Reels. And y'all don't know who Andrew Tate is. I think y'all know, dude. But his bro just came out of prison.
If you didn't know who Andrew Tate was back then when we first covered it,
you ain't real.
Then you know now. You should know now.
So is Andrew Tate really a bad person?
Is he really a bad person?
Like, what, negative impact towards kids and, you know, having kids be failed and, you know.
Well, see, look. He pushed. I feel like if the truth is what he said it was, what he said, because you're the source from where I'm hearing, mm-hmm. my part of what I believe. But if it's true that he was just, you know, saying that shit to just get attention, which I also kind of believed in.
Before he goes into this, is what I believe. This is what I told Truth. This is based off what I told him, what I was thinking about Andrew Tate. So before, when I first saw Andrew Tate, I hated him because I thought he was a misogynist. I thought he was like everyone else said, trying to corrupt guys and just trying to make money.
Yeah.
After he went to the jail, prison, whatever, and he came out and stuff, when he started popping up and become relevant again, he started talking about real stuff, and he was really like about, you know, the Quran and stuff, and he was talking about some stuff, and then he even like talk about the stuff that he previously said, you know, when he was, you know, about the misogynist stuff and all that kind of stuff, went over all that kind of stuff, etc. And then when I was reading, I was watching, I was thinking, I was like, man, like, okay, so he has that little fucking court case or whatever about the sex trafficking stuff. That stuff will be done in court, so we have no answer. You know, what is it? What do they tell you? You're proven, you're innocent until guilty or whatever.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, innocent until proven guilty.
But I mean, a lot of times you're guilty until proven innocent.
That, yeah. So the thing about Andrew Tate, man, I was telling the truth. I was like, man, what if all the stuff, well, I think, honestly, all the stuff he said before about the misogyny stuff and all kinds of stuff, if you think about the stuff he said about, like, you know, women and power, it's all based off religion and tradition. He was talking about the Quran and what it says in the Bible. And he did say a little bit harsher. It did sound a little bit misogynist, but I do feel like he said that on purpose to get attention and views. That way he made himself the number one Google, you know, most Google person on the planet at that time when it happened.
Facts.
And the fact that dude is still relevant, it means it worked.
Excuse me.
Because everyone now
boosted his business too.
Now everyone's in a battle where they're like, man, is he a bad person or is he a good person? Because that's why I wanted to bring up that topic.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's people out there trying to tell him that he's a bad influence for kids, but there's kids out there that say he's a good influence, but I don't know.
Technically,
I don't look at him as an influence, by the way, guys.
Technically, he's a bad influence for kids, of course, but like,
for older adults, teenagers.
But for some older adults, they should really, they're adults, so like, you know, they should have, it's, you know, their discretion. They should have the right, you know, intelligence to decipher if that's legit or not. You feel me? And so it's up to them in the end.
Take what you say from him and take what you need from them. That's what I do from people. I don't look at Andrew Tate as influence and stuff, but, you know, exactly. His content is interesting. You know, he is a funny person, at least to me.
Like, his word isn't the fucking commandments, you know?
Mm-hmm. It isn't the command. Yeah, he's right. It's not the command. I don't know here worshiping him like, oh, y'all should listen to Andrew Tate. No, I'm telling you how old it is. Some of these dudes
are worshiping.
Yeah, if you worship somebody, I don't worship him like a god or
especially
nothing.
Influencers who are corrupting these kids' minds. So technically, it wasn't really just Andrew Tate. It was the influencers running with his shit.
And, making money off of him.
And and putting it in front of these kids.
You just open up a whole other fucking can, bro. Mm-hmm. You got me thinking. we'll see what happens at the end of the day, you know. We'll see if he's a bad man or if he's a good man.
In facts. So we're gonna have to do this again, bro.
Yep, that's pretty much the last topic, man, right. For us. It's really late, you know. I've been here for a couple hours, been chilling, you know. Right. It feels good to be back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, man.
Busy since fucking yesterday, bro. Nigga tired.
Hey, this was his plan to do this. I wanted to reschedule, but wanted to work hard. And he wanted to put the episode out for you guys. So
right.
You guys
had to put something out. Consistency, trying to be more consistent. But yeah, I mean, we're gonna try again for this weekend too.
We're gonna try next week on Sunday. I'll be back.
All right.
I'll come back and be like, "Hey, yo, I made $2,000 last week."
Yeah, next weekend I'm gonna be chilling I'm gonna make sure I rest the whole weekend.
Next week I'm bringing some roasted pork.
Bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sounds good to me. Shit, I don't.
Asian delicacy.
Thanks. I feel like it's a delicacy in general. Shit.
It was probably like $15 a pound or $12 a pound.
Shit, right? Shit, fuck it. Hey, whatever it is a pound, it's going in my belly.
Facts.
But shit,
close it out, man.
Yeah, we're closing it out. I mean, you already know the socials. Get back. Shit, we're gonna push for some exclusive content for real. That's what we're planning on doing. Trying to get some exclusive content out. We're gonna work out some goddamn subscriptions. It's not gonna be like crazy or nothing, but you know, it's gonna be worth it.
It'll be some good information. Learn more about us and the exclusive content that we'll put out there as well. Check my Instagram out at Transton Studios. TranStone Studios. Still working on my company, man. I did say I was gonna do some shit in June, but you know, shit happens. Life happens, man.
Big dingleberry head ass.
Nah, we're not putting them on Instagram. Okay, yeah. I do got Instagram man, but I made a new account, so Train Island does not no longer exist. I lost my password, couldn't get into my account, so I had to make a new Instagram account, but we'll save that for another time. Right. On the exclusive podcast.
Yeah. Right, fuck it. Right, that's a plus for the exclusives.
Facts.
But shit, man. Yeah, man, we gonna go ahead and get out of here.
Make them curious enough. I persuade them. This is what compels me to compel them. And I will do it by whatever means necessary.
Breath. I can't breathe. Fuck off me, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Officer, please, I know you see me sweating. Years of blood and tears on these Brooklyn pavements. I know you seen the news. Why the fuck would you want that to be you?
Good question.
I'm just saying. I was just driving down his residential, top down his instrumental, blasting a couple hits from the gas. Just to make the mental, you know, minding my business. A couple of bitches in the backseat with the homie low. I just shot it. I was doing fine if you ask me.
So what?
5 minutes prior to harassing me, I can't breathe. Just walking outside, sharing this energy is stressful. I can't breathe. You know how I feel me? Fuck off my body, I can't breathe.